Luther called article or doctrine by which the church stands or falls, called the article, the hinge of the Reformation. Even the Council of Trent recognized this to be the heart issue of the whole Reformation debate. Chapter 11 of Justification. Section 1 reads, "Those whom God effectually calleth, he also freely justifies, not by infusing righteousness into them, but by pardoning their sins, and by accounting and accepting their persons as righteous, not for anything wrought in them or done by them, but for Christ's sake alone." I've often said when I've talked about this subject, it ought to be called justification by Christ alone, rather than justification by faith alone, though I have to admit that's biblical phraseology. But what the Bible means and what Westminster's saying it means is all justification is not by anything in us, not even by our faith. Justification is by Christ only. Not for anything wrought in them, not the faith that's wrought in us, or done by them, not the trusting in Christ which we do, but for Christ's sake alone. Not by imputing faith itself, the act of believing, or any other evangelical obedience to them as their righteousness, but by imputing the obedience and satisfaction of Christ unto them, they receiving and resting on him and his righteousness by faith, which faith they have not of themselves, it is the gift of God. When I have discussed this before, some of you may even have seen some tapes where we have dealt with this, I have used a diagram that I'll repeat once again to give you in a diagrammatic form what the divines are saying here. The picture is this: faith in Christ brings justification plus works. What they were denying was, of course, the Roman view, which is essentially this: faith plus works brings justification. See, when they say this justification is not by anything you do, including the faith, or the obedience, or any righteousness infused in you, it's by Christ only, and faith is just a word for union with Christ. No efficacy in the faith. If you suppose that your faith saves you, you're in the same predicament with Rome. It's their works through faith which save them. It isn't your work of faith that saves you. It's that faith is the union with Christ. There's a reason it ought to be said, Christ brings justification by uniting you with him. And you notice how our first section here does mention that he's the one who produces the faith. But there's no virtue in the faith. There's no efficacy in the faith. The efficacy is entirely in Jesus Christ. As soon as you bring those works into the picture, even though Rome says you must have faith in Christ, and justification is even by faith in the sense that the faith leads to the works, still the great Roman heresy that brought the fall of Rome in the 16th century and is still being maintained by her is that these works which you produce as a result of these faith is what is the basis of your justification. That is a pernicious error, a fatal error. The elements are all there, but to have them over here is an entirely different story. And the divines are just trying by that method to show you that these works, though they are absolutely indispensable, contribute precisely nothing to justification. The way I've always liked to say it, that publican who went up into the temple to pray and couldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven but only beat on his breast and say, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," about whom Jesus Christ said, "That man went down to his house justified." If he was 20 years of age when that happened and lived another 60 years of absolutely exemplary Christian life, was the model in the whole community of what a Christian ought to be, who was abundant in good works, and that man came up again at 80 years of age into the temple to pray, he would do the same thing. He would beat on his breast he wouldn't be able to lift up his eyes to heaven. He would cry once again, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. And while I'm on this, let me anticipate something that Westminster is going to say later. The Protestant deviation from the Reformation doctrine at this point, in its own way, maybe even more wicked than the official Roman view, which is this: faith brings justification minus works. There are literally thousands and thousands of so-called evangelical teachers around the world in our day who are teaching that you can be justified by faith alone, in the sense that not one solitary work follows from that faith, and still you are justified. The Bible, the Reformation, the Westminster Confession of Faith say the works contribute nothing to your justification, but they are an indispensable part of it. If those works are not there, that faith is not there. If faith is not there, Christ is not there. If Christ is not there, justification is not there. These people can't seem to get a certain principle through their minds which would flunk them in any responsible theological seminary. They can't get the difference between necessary works and meritorious works. These works are absolutely necessary. You are no believer and you are not justified if they are not there, but they are utterly non-meritorious. That's a whole error, fatal error of Rome.